Petronas is second-guessing its place in BC's LNG market. The Malaysian oil and gas giant CEO told the Financial Times he's ready to call off the Pacific project. It's a U.S. $10 billion call to make. Michael Moore is the Area Director of Energy and Environment at the School of Public Policy at the University of Calgary, and he joins us this morning.
Good morning to you.
What is your initial reaction to this news?
Well, I think my reaction can be summed up by one word, frustration. And that's probably what we're seeing from Petronas today, is the fact that they want to send a clear signal that they can read signs in the wide world that the LNG market is being scooped by other countries and other companies who are looking at the Asia-Pacific market, finding ways to fill it, and saying, we want part of that too, and if we don't get assurances or some sort of concrete action in a very short period of time, then we will have to rethink our economic and investment options. So I think that this is a high degree of frustration. I don't see it as an immediate threat yet, but certainly a sign that they're getting anxious and that money continues to flow in one direction, and they want to try and find a way to stop that.
Is this reaction well-founded, or do you think this is a power play against BC in the hopes that they won't implement this tax strategy?
Well, they certainly don't like the tax strategy, even a minimal one that could be proposed. And so there's a natural tendency on the part of any corporation, I suppose, to be able to look at something like that and say, if you do that, then we're going to have to rethink all of our options.
Hmm.
Well, if the BC does that and they do it to every company, then it's pretty hard to argue that they'd be singled out or that they would be disenfranchised, unless that tax was so high that it put them at risk relative to other countries or other companies around the world. On the other hand, they probably are saying that they want to be taken seriously as far as a long-term package of costs go, and that the BC government better be very careful how they design any kind of a tax or a charge or a toll in the long-term relationship with a company like this, because they're going to add all these charges up and they're going to say, we can either make it competitively or not.
And this, of course, comes just 6 weeks after Apache's decision to pull out of the Kitimat LNG project. You said then this was a sign of more of the same to come. So is this how you imagined things would go with the Petronas threat here?
Well, I didn't imagine this specifically, but I did imagine that the frustration of the long regulatory process, which is inevitable in most any country today, combined with the fact that these markets are moving fairly rapidly. In other words, the differentials are starting to shrink for some of the companies interested in selling to Asian countries, and the competition is getting more nimble and getting their product to market relatively rapidly. And faced with that, I think that companies with long-term balance sheets are looking at their investments in this kind of a market and saying, well, we better be careful, and if we don't look out and say we can see positive, concrete results in some period of time, say 3 to 4 years, then we're going to move them to other places where capital is desired and is producing a higher and faster return.
Well, now this is a $10 billion deal. So what do you think BC needs to do to keep this project and possibly others from dropping out?
Well, they need to take it seriously, that's for sure. And I suspect that the premier is taking this very, very seriously. And it probably suggests to them that there ought to be a comprehensive, not a piece-by-piece approach to how to deal with long-term energy projects. So that means a combination of good, solid planning for dealing with First Nations people. They've got to be at the top of the list because they are landowners, and they've got such a key position in dealing with all these issues. They have to be dealt with very seriously and comprehensively.
Mm-hmm.
Second, that there's got to be some process that guarantees the companies that they'll be treated fairly and not subject to a long process that then is interrupted or upset by late lawsuits or some other change in policy of the government. So I would call that a combination of assurance and insurance. And if the planning process of the province doesn't adequately deal with that range of concerns, then the companies are going to be skittish about it. And one reason that they're going to be skittish is that the financing that they need to make these very large projects work is going to be more and more costly, making them less and less competitive.
So with that in mind, can all of that comprehensive work be done quickly enough for the LNG interests?
Well, that is a $64,000 question. And the answer is that it has to be if they're going to succeed. This is not a joke, and this is not something that you can take casually or lightly. You've got to deal with it and say, we have to be done by or get these projects in process by at least 2018. They've got to be moving product, or they're simply not going to be competitive. It won't be because they don't like the government or they don't like doing business in British Columbia. It'll be because they look out and see that they won't be able to make a profit. They won't have a market niche if they wait longer than that.
Michael Moore, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your insights.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michael Moore is the Area Director of Energy and Environment at the School of Public Policy at the University of Calgary. We turn it to you. What do you think of what you've just heard? The threat that Petronas might pull out of its Northwest LNG projects, is it a sign of things to come? Do you think that we can move through the regulatory approval process quickly enough to satisfy the LNG interests? And is it worthwhile to rush that process? You can let us know. Email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. It is 21 minutes now after 8 o'clock. And just a reminder, because of that big power outage in Kitimat, all Coast Mountain schools are closed today. That includes the Mount Elizabeth Middle and Secondary School, Kitimat City High, Nechaco Elementary School, and the Kildalla Elementary School. Right now, there are about 4,000 BC Hydro customers without power. That is because of a vehicle incident early this morning. BC Hydro hopes to get that power on by about 3 o'clock today. Well, you are listening to us this morning at the Terrace Art Gallery at 95.3.